Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 7, Param Atma and Eka Rasa. Swakrita Vichitra Yonishu, Vishan Niva He Tutaya, Tarata Matash Chakas Siana Lavat, Swakritanukriti, Atha Vitatas Vamush Vavitatam, Tavadama Samang, Viraja Dio Nuyant, Yabhivi Panyava Eka Rasam. The next prayer of the personified Vedas to Lord Krishna concerns his entering into different species of life, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter, Mama Yonir Mahad Brahma, Tasmin Garvang Dajamyaham, Sambhava Sarva Bhutanam, Tato Bhavati Bharata, Sarva Yonishu Kaunteya, Murtaya Sambhavanti Ya, Tasang Brahma Mahad Yonir, Ahang Bija Prada Pita. In every species and form of life, the spiritual part and parcel of the Supreme Lord is present. Lord Krishna himself claims in the Gita that he is the seed-giving father of all forms and species, and therefore they must all be considered sons of Lord Krishna. The entrance of the Supreme Lord into everyone's heart as Paramatma sometimes bewilders the impersonalist who think in terms of the equality of the living entities with the Supreme Lord. They think that because the Supreme Lord enters into different bodies along with the individual soul, then there is no distinction between Lord Krishna and the individual entities. Their challenge is, why should individual souls worship the Paramatma or Supersoul? Because according to them, both the Supersoul and the individual soul are on the same level. They are one without any difference between them. There is a difference, however, between the Supersoul and the individual soul, and this is explained in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matak smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Lord Krishna says that although he is situated with the living entity in the same body, he is superior. Krishna is dictating to or giving intelligence to the individual soul from within. It is clearly stated in the Gita that Lord Krishna gives intelligence to the individual soul, and that both memory and forgetfulness are due to the influence of the Supersoul. No one can act independently of the sanction of the Supersoul. Therefore, the individual soul acts according to his or her past karma, being reminded by Lord Krishna. The nature of the individual soul is forgetfulness, but the presence of Lord Krishna within the heart reminds one of what he or she wanted to do in one's past life. The intelligence of the individual soul is exhibited like fire in wood. Although fire is always fire, it is exhibited in size proportionate to the size of the wood. And similarly, although the individual soul is qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord, he or she exhibits him or herself according to the limitations of one's present material body. The Supreme Lord, or the Supersoul, is said to be Eka Rasa. Eka means one, and Rasa means mellow. The transcendental position of the Supreme Lord is that of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Krishna's position of Eka Rasa does not change in the slightest When Krishna becomes a witness and advisor to the individual soul in each individual material body, the individual soul, beginning from Lord Brahma down to the ant, exhibits his or her spiritual potency according to one's present body. The demigods are in the same category with the individual souls in the bodies of human beings or in the bodies of lower animals. Intelligent persons, therefore, do not worship different demigods who are simply infinitesimal representatives of Krishna manifesting in conditioned bodies. The individual soul can exhibit his or her power and potencies only in proportion to the shape and constitution of the body. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, can exhibit his full potencies in any shape or form without any change. The thesis of the Mayavadi philosopher that God and the individual soul are one and the same cannot be accepted because the individual soul has to develop his or her power and potencies according to the development of different types of bodies. The individual soul in the body of a baby cannot show the full power and potency of a grown man. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, even while lying on the lap of his mother as a baby, could exhibit his full potency and power by killing Putana and other demons who tried to attack him. Therefore, the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is said to be Eka Rasa, or without change. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only worshipable object, and this is perfectly known to persons who are uncontaminated by the force of material nature. In other words, only the liberated souls can worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Less intelligent Maya bodies take to the worship of demigods, thinking that the demigods and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are on the same level. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 7, Paramatma and Eka Rasa. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.